Hello and welcome back to the Saltiest Podcast, Legends of Philadelphia. These are your hosts, Tony Rolled Gold Trove.
Get out of here.
And Johnny Sourdough Zito. I'm Brian the Bavarian Beerman helping out on engineering duty. You might be wondering, how can these guys consume so many carbs? Well, in addition to being born and raised in Philadelphia, Trove and Zito have a lifestyle brand, Seth Fellini, that focuses on Philly culture and in-jokes and comfort and podcasts and pretzels and salt and mustard.
And mustards, yep.
Lots of times customers will ask, why do they even make, I don't like this. Why do they even make yellow mustard?
I don't like yellow mustard either.
Well, I don't
like it. Well, these customers asking us this. Or they want to know the tastiest pretzel shape. Stick.
Nugget.
Twist.
So we decided to start this podcast as an easy explainer for new Philadelphians and a refresher for the old heads. The city fascinates and excites us, and we're hoping to share that with you.
We're finally doing it. We're doing a pretzel episode.
The pretzel episode.
Finally.
Best part of the pretzel, the middle.
I'm super, super excited for this. Pretzel Logic is my fifth favorite Steely Dan album. So I'm ready to talk about it. I can't wait. I know. You tucked
your T-shirt into your dungarees just for this.
Every time. It's funny. It's funny every time. On the Pretzel Logic record, I'm sure we'll get into it. He spelled the guy. It's a pretzel vendor, and he spells pretzel wrong. He spells L-E. Pretzel.
That's so you feel bad for him. You're like, this guy really needs the 50 cents.
I'll give him 50. It's 15. It was 15 back then.
15. Oh, my God. Inflation is killing you, man. It's killing me.
How much was a pretzel when you were a kid, Zito?
25 cents still. It was still 25 cents.
How many would you get for a dollar?
Yeah. Five for a dollar.
That's the
deal.
That's the scheme.
But the guy didn't wash his hands, and he was selling it off the highway. And
oh,
yeah.
That's
yeah,
the deal.
You take what you can get.
You get what you get. You get what you get.
This was before they had an FDA or a U.S. Drug Administration to monitor these things.
There was like a crackdown on that.
Yeah,
NBC 10 put out that video. That's a famous, very famous video. The guy was like, this man was wiping his nose. There's like police corruption and shit going on in the 90s.
There's more murders in 1994 than ever before in the history of the city. And they're like, pretzel vendors don't wash their hands.
Yeah, they pick their nose. And
This guy on the side of Academy Road in Northeast Philly isn't very clean. Can you believe it?
Monica Melpass, leave me alone. I'm just trying to make a living out here.
No, it was Herb. Herb Dannenberg or whatever. He's like an old man. That was his name. That's the guy from that.
They put an end to all these dirty pretzels.
And now some of the cleanest pretzels you get are from street vendors.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
You can eat right out of their hands. That's how clean they are.
It could feed you like a mama bird. Yep.
Like a mama.
They just spit pretzels into your mouth, and it's fine. It's very, very, very clean. Pretzels very clean.
Did you guys did your school do pretzels at recess when you were kids?
Yeah, $1.25. You get them all week.
Yep. Well, a dollar at my school, it was a dollar for the whole week, and then you had to give the extra quarter was if you wanted mustard.
Oh, it was for the Blessed Mother.
The Virgin Mary loves spicy mustard. That's a fact. It's in the Bible.
Yeah, it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Yeah, here's an iced tea and a pretzel. Now don't misbehave.
Concentrate on math.
Now concentrate.
We didn't get mustard at our school.
We didn't get mustard either. Yeah.
What?
It was like a burnt ass pretzel. It wasn't like one of these fine bakeries. It was like, I don't know, Catholic school pretzels. I don't know.
I would expect
And ours came in like a big like canvas bag that was probably never cleaned. There's a bag full of pretzels, children.
They're like always wet. I don't know.
Sometimes
school pretzels were just not the same. They're just not great. But you have one every single day of your life, or five days a week.
If he if he had the money, if he could spring
if he had the dollar.
Yeah.
Here's my hot take. Hot pretzel take. Philly Pretzel Factory, 6 out of 10, dude.
What?
6.
Beerman, sit.
Oh. Low 6. But their cinnamon dip, 10 out of 10.
They first off, you should just like cut that because they're unofficially a sponsor of South Fellini and Zito and Maya's lifestyle. Yeah.
They have subsidized some of our art projects.
They have supported a lot of our projects. So yeah.
Sorry, do you want to cut that?
No, you can leave it in. It's
people love when you say it, when we say we're going to cut something and then we don't cut it.
Well, but yeah, they do. People love when I just fall asleep at the wheel.
It makes it more adventurous. It's more dangerous that way.
Me and Zito used to live at like 15th and McKean, and we ate at the Pretzel Factory like every single day for all.
Oh, I do too. I'm just saying. There's better Center City pretzels on Washington Avenue.
Center City pretzels. Me and my cousin Dennis, we call them the Golden Bricks.
Gold bricks.
Eat them real fast. Make your chest hurt.
Build an igloo out of them.
Build an igloo out of it. Yeah.
I know I've told this story before, but I'm gonna tell it again because might have new listeners.
New listeners
who want to hear this C+ story I'm about to tell. But one time it was WrestleMania, and it happened, believe it or not, it had fell on the same day as Pretzelmania that year. And so I went.
Incredible.
And I went to.
That only happens every 75 years. It's like Haley's
Comet. Exactly.
Comet.
It's Haley's
Comet. You know, Easter and Ramadan and Passover are all the same weekend.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Every 33 years.
So I got a bunch of pretzels from Center City Pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went to the Pretzel Factory and I got the cinnamon dip from there.
Oh man, Beerman, you're
and combined the two. And I've never done it again because I like I said, it was a once in a in a decade thing, but maybe someday.
That's inspired. That's inspired.
Yeah, that's amazing. You should be a chef. That's some great thinking.
Yeah, but I just buy two different fast foods and
combine them.
Here's the French fries from McDonald's and the burgers from Wendy's.
Yeah,
huh?
this is a Domino's pizza, but it's got the garlic dip from Papa John's.
That's good life advice.
$40.
You got to do a markup, yeah. Plus, you got to pay the delivery.
Well, I got to drive there.
Yeah,
and I don't drive, so.
See, you know, what do you think of the Pretzel Factory? What is your Factory?
I like the Pretzel Factory. I love the
Oh, they're good. I'm just saying that.
I love the Pretzel Factory. When Trove and I lived on 15th and McKean, we would eat there I would buy pretzels and then bring them back to the apartment and we would eat them for breakfast and we'd put like cream cheese on them and we'd make black coffee.
You keep saying we.
Well, sometimes there were other people there. Sometimes you had one. No, but I would.
This is a Zito thing.
I would take the pretzel and I would put Philly cream cheese on it. And a Philly cream cheese and a soft pretzel and a black coffee is called a Snyder Avenue special. It's a great way to get up and go in the morning. Mm-hmm. I encourage everyone to give it a try.
That's what pigeons do.
That's what makes them so ornery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how pigeons get so much done in a day.
Yeah, pretzel for breakfast, La Rose's for lunch.
Pretzels for dinner.
Pretzels for dinner, Melrose for dinner.
Melrose for dinner, yeah. With a side of pretzels.
Mm-hmm. Texas Wiener, just Greek sauce for me. Just a cup of it.
And you put it on the pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
We should have. Oh, it's a. I wasn't. We weren't thinking like you, Beerman. We weren't living in the year 3000.
Now you can't do it.
Now it's too late. Yeah, it's no secret. We love pretzels. Philadelphians love us some pretzels. We eat 12 times as many as anybody else in America. We make 80% of the nation's pretzel supply. So as the rest of America gathers around with family and friends to celebrate National Pretzel Day on April 26th, we thought it'd be fun to explore the history of pretzel snacks and maybe do a little taste testing from some local delicacies ourselves.
Finally.
I remember when I was a kid, my favorite National Pretzel Day, when the Great Pretzel came to visit us, and
poured salt.
He came down our chimney, He left us pretzels, and we left him on the kitchen counter pretzels. But if you're bad, you just get salt.
I only ever got salt.
Just salt.
You know,
just like at the bottom of the bag, just like,
yo,
yeah,
licking it up with your finger.
I guess you guys probably know this. You guys recognize this. All the New Yorkers, they move to South Philly and they go, Where's the bagels?
Where's the bagels?
And it's like, who cares? Eat a pretzel.
Put some cream cheese on that pretzel, buddy.
Eat a pretzel. I mean, yeah, bagels are fine. I like them. They're good. But, like, we're pretzel people.
It's pretzel town, baby.
It's pretzel town, baby. Bagels are fine, but we eat pretzels.
Yeah, you should have known this before you moved here.
Yeah. Here's a scrapple. Here's a pretzel. Come on.
Look, it's our fault because we didn't do a podcast on it yet.
We didn't.
People rely on us. Newcomers rely on us.
You ate one every day of your life from when you were 6 to your 18 years old. Then you're on your own to get them on your own.
Then I had to get them on my own. Hunt them in the wild.
Hunt them.
Yeah.
Go to Broadham McKean and.
I set traps like
wait line.
Bear traps.
I dig holes like tiger
dig
traps.
Holes. Yes.
I put some grass over it and wait for a pretzel to fall in.
Mm-hmm. Talk of the olden time when federal pretzel was around.
Another R.I.P.
I eat pretzel so much. I also buy the Hers pretzels. I buy packaged pretzels. I recently.
Wes Snyder's a Hanover.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Those are good.
I found out.
I like them hard.
Yeah, I used to. I like the salt of them, and then they have like the little, you know, they. It's not the twist, the pretzel shape. What would you describe that as?
The classic with the three holes.
Yeah, like
that's the Bavarian. That's the Bavarian.
Bavarian kind. It's got the two little nubs at the end.
Yeah.
And I would just eat those, and I'd put them back in the box. Sorry, Mom. I know she's listening.
Beerman, I would have kicked you.
We got a bad review now, man. Why?
From my mom.
This is beer.
Two thumbs down. Unsubscribe.
Yeah. One star.
I'm kidding. She doesn't listen.
Just a couple announcements up front. A couple thank yous and acknowledgments. Pennsylvania General Store supplied us with some pretzel snacks today that we're going to be taste testing at the end of the episode. So I want to give them a shout out.
It's an ad. It's an ad.
But this episode is actually sponsored by South Fellini. Open Thursday through Sunday, 12 to 5. Cue the music.
We paid ourselves.
Yeah. It's not money laundering because there's no money involved.
Pretzel. Yeah. Pretzel laundering.
Just pretzels. You can't tax pretzels. Oh, wait.
I already ate it. Good luck getting that, IRS.
Take that, Mayor Kenny. Yeah.
We just did our taxes last week. If we could write off pretzels, dude, I'd be rich.
Maybe.
I have a zero balance every year.
Zero.
They'd owe me pretzels.
And finally, most of the information in today's episode came from a Philly Mag article by Sandy Hingston. So I want to thank her for doing most of the carbo loading for this week's episode.
That's a good pun.
Pretzel historians generally agree that the pretzel shape has its roots in Christianity. During the season of Lent, early Catholic rules prohibited consumption of dairy, fats, and meats. So pretzels, made with just flour, water, and salt, fit nicely into the menu.
It's rarely meat inside a pretzel.
rarely.
You couldn't eat a pretzel dog back then.
But that was a pretzel dog. It's so delicious.
Christ wouldn't allow it.
I mean, I guess the only way meat gets in the
Jesus
pretzel
said,
is
get that pretzel dog out of your mouth.
Is this a pretzel dog? Are you kidding me right now?
Are you kidding me right now?
In Germany in the 1400s, the traditional Good Friday meal was boiled eggs and pretzels. That feels very Philadelphia.
That's a cheap way to eat, though.
When we were at McKean Street, that's pretty much all I ate, actually.
So you got your hair so soft.
It's all that gluten.
All that gluten.
German children enjoyed pretzel hunts and even wore pretzels around their neck on New Year's Eve for good luck.
Disgusting.
What's a pretzel hunt?
I guess it's like an Easter egg hunt, but you find pretzels instead.
Oh, my God. We've been getting ripped off this whole time.
Well,
we could have had this.
It was either hard-boiled eggs or pretzels. That's what the Germans are bringing to the table.
I guess the trade-off is they get pretzels for Easter, but they have Krampus to horrify them at Christmas time.
Yeah, they get a little Belsnickel action. Mm-hmm.
Belsnickel, that's it.
Boiled eggs and Belsnickel. That's a German holiday right there. In the Middle Ages, pretzels were being distributed to the poor as both food and spiritual supplement, with the three spaces standing for the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, according to one story.
It's a holy food.
It's a holy food, yeah.
Because it's got holes in it.
Eat this pretzel, you'll go to heaven.
I got a fast pass through the pearly gates if that's the that's true.
In 1510, Ottoman Turks attempted to invade Vienna by burrowing beneath the city's walls, but pretzel bakers up early working at their craft heard them and foiled the plot, for which they were rewarded by the Austrian emperor with their very own coat of arms.
Wow.
Does it have a pretzel on it?
Yes.
It does? No. That's amazing.
They
solve wars.
They stop wars.
Keep out them Turks.
That's why the U.S. government doesn't need Homeland Security. It needs pretzel bakers in the basement of the Pentagon. That's the thing that'll keep us safe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in pretzels.
Let's get a pretzel on the flag. Why is it 50 stars? Why not 50 pretzels?
I have 50 pretzels.
They line up much nicer and more symmetrically as well. It's so easy to fit 50 pretzels in a box. You come back from Washington Avenue, you carry 200 easy.
Those golden bricks, they pile high.
I ate five on the way.
Per a 1988 New York Times article on visiting Philadelphia pretzel factories, pretzel twisting was the second highest paying job in the city back in 1861.
That is... That's
you know why? You know why though? It's
that makes
dangerous.
Sense.
That's ridiculous.
Not everybody can twist pretzels. It's dangerous. You get hurt.
You lose an eye.
They throw a lot of dough around these pretzel.
Yeah,
twisters.
Literally.
Hot shots.
This makes sense to me. This definitely makes sense to me.
Like,
people...
Not a doctor, not a lawyer. I don't know.
No,
what else
no,
I don't trust any 1861 doctors. Get out of here.
No, they are. They are quacks.
Let me get a German pretzel maker. That's where you want to spend your money. That's where you want quality work.
I just can't believe it's the second highest paying job in the city is a pretzel
twister. Number
one?
The number one job was a tobacco worker. That paid the highest. That was the highest paid job in the city.
Like someone who rolls cigarettes and someone who rolls or bakes pretzels.
There's a little rolling involved in pretzels. You roll the dough.
Roll the dough.
A lot of high rollers. I guess it's you know, one addiction and then another addiction. It's like...
Yeah, which one's worse for you?
Yeah, that makes sense.
These are the vices that people are indulging in 1861 Philadelphia.
And 2022 Philadelphia.
You visit Broad and Snyder, you'll see. just a guy with a pack of Marlboros and 50 pretzels under his arm.
You get a pretzel. Let me get a cigarette.
He's trading them. Because cigarettes
Lucy's.
Are more expensive.
Got Lucy's. Loose pretzels. Loose pretzels.
Lucy's.
This same New York Times article states that the first pretzel factory in America was opened in Lidditz, Lancaster County, in 1861
Lidditz.
By Julius Sturgis.
Now, these are pretzel factory, not the company, just actual...
An actual pretzel factory, yeah.
Not the chain.
Not the non-proper term, yeah, the general term pretzel factory.
This is where they churned it. This is where they burned goose feathers and... Use their pretzel mill to churn old timey pretzels.
Mm-hmm. They slaughtered pretzels.
They slaughtered.
Right?
They Well, that's where the salt comes from. So, yeah.
Julius Sturgis's son, Lewis, ran the pretzel factory until his death in 1976. So it was almost 100 years, over 100 years, that that this pretzel factory was family run.
Damn.
Lewis would tell stories of how his father learned the recipe from a traveling hobo.
Traveling hobo.
What? That's what it says.
I don't know how to say that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, a hobo, that was like a profession back in the day, a traveling hobo.
I guess so.
And roll into town, do a little magic.
They learned trades and tricks.
Yeah.
This guy could have been a millionaire. He didn't even realize it. He was giving away
his
secrets for
free. This hobo taught me how to pop and lock it. this hobo taught me how to make pretzels.
Turbo, the hobo.
Turbo.
With a little soup can hat. Patches.
He's got a broom and he's
doing the floaty thing with the broom.
He's controlling it.
But it's his bindle.
Breaking two, electric ho boogaloo.
Let this be a lesson to everybody. Next time a hobo tries to give you a recipe, don't blow him off.
Take it. Could change your family's fortune.
It could set you up forever.
Among the pretzel factories that the Times recommended during their tour were Center City Pretzel Company, Philadelphia Soft Pretzels Incorporated, and the Federal Baking Company down in South Philly on Federal Street, which is no longer with us. Philadelphia Soft Pretzel Incorporated, their pretzels actually went to space in 1996 on the Columbia Space Shuttle. So,
is that the one that crashed?
No, that was the Challenger.
No, there was another one. There was another one after the Challenger.
No, it wasn't.
I don't remember. The one in the mid-2000s? I don't remember which one that was. Ooh, yeah.
Damn, I was going to make a joke about it being like stale or whatever. Beerman just got dark.
What I do.
It's what I do.
Per the 1987 book, The Larder Invaded, the earliest records of a street vendor selling pretzels in Philadelphia is one Daniel Christopher Cleese in the 1820s.
And he had very clean hands.
Oh, the cleanest for 1820.
Ye old clean hands.
You only found a little bit of typhoid under his fingernails. Barely any at all. No.
Old timey diseases.
Cholera free pretzels here. According to the Heinz History Center, as in the Heinz mustard, Heinz ketchup family, in the 1800s, the distinction arose between taverns, which served food and drink, and saloons, which focused solely on drink. Mostly beer, and their clientele was largely male. And Germans dominated the beer biz, so when crafty saloon keepers figured out that they could sell more beer if they served salty treats to whet the man's appetites, they naturally turned to their native pretzels. And
these are my ancestors, the beer men.
The beer men, yeah.
Of 1800. Heroes, some would say.
Your great-great-great-grandfather, Bierman, was the first guy who was like, we should give these drunks some pretzels. They'll probably drink more.
And it's never look back.
Now you guys...
Pioneer.
Yep. You guys have your picture up, your great-great-great-great-granddad's picture up in the Saloon Swill Hall of Fame in Youngstown.
Youngstown, yeah. He got 90% of the vote.
Jebediah Bierman.
With like an animal skin hat.
Not a raccoon though, like a possum.
Like a beaver with like a beaver tail like flapping in the back.
Beaver tail. It doesn't look as cool. Didn't catch on.
So obviously this this little pretzel trick aroused the ire of the rising temperance movement. These people who were trying to, you know, they were trying to start prohibition, end the dominance of alcohol all over America, And they argued that the pretzel tactic was contributing to family deterioration by keeping men away from the home at lunchtime.
Wow, they were like, pretzels breaking up our family.
Yeah. How could you take this holy thing and sully it this way by putting it in your bar?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, stick to peanuts.
The devil's nut.
The devil's legume.
You're right. Neither a pea nor a nut.
That's what they call it. That's what they call it.
So I guess you would. I guess at work, husbands were supposed to go home and pat their kids on the head and eat it at home, have a pickle sandwich at home or something. But instead, they went to the
pickle sandwich.
I don't know what people ate in 1820.
Play their accordion.
But instead, they were hanging out at the bar. They were eating pretzels and drinking when they should have been at home with their family. So in a lot of ways, pretzels led to prohibition, is I guess what we're saying.
Wow.
Pretzels also suffered during World War I from anti-German sentiment. Patriots banned them from saloons, and the Los Angeles Times declared them, quote, too German to be taken seriously, end quote. I think the Germans are very serious.
You can say that about a lot of things.
Yeah, you guys say it about me all the time.
Stop wearing the Lederhosen.
No, I'm not gonna. Stop calling sauce gravy. How about that?
Well, when you put it like that, I guess I understand. Prohibition threatened the pretzel survival, but it actually thrived as folks...
people were making bathtub pretzels.
It was speakeasies. Salt speakeasies, yeah.
What would you order all this salt for? Oh, I just like it. I was making chips.
People got go blind from that mustard.
But actually, pretzels thrived during Prohibition because folks brought them home to accompany their homebrews and replicate the old saloon experience. So, you know, there was ways around Prohibition. If you had the money to go to the pharmacist, you could get something that you could ferment and turn into beer over a couple of weeks. And in addition to that, you're like, you know, oh, well, I need my pretzels if I'm going to drink. I always have my pretzels when I drink. So people started making these hard pretzel bites at home and having the little snack foods and bringing it into their house and not just being something for the saloon, for the...
Yo, what's up with, like, pickled eggs in bars?
It's got to be, like, the same thing, right?
Right?
Like Mo. They always have the jar of pickled eggs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, on The Simpsons. Yeah. I always find that terribly gross. I would never eat a pickle from a bar. Or a pickled egg from a bar.
Mm. Christine Larson made me eat one.
Ew, how'd it taste?
It got better as I ate it. Not only got better, I didn't like it, but the more I ate it, the more
it got better as I got drunker.
Wanted more. I don't know how to put it.
What did it taste like on the way back up?
I didn't throw it up.
Oh.
I kept it down. But it's like a drinking thing. I don't know.
Yeah, strong constitution there. I don't think I could have done it.
They're purple.
When they come out of the jar, they're actually purple?
Yeah.
Yikes. I don't know what to say.
Send us eggs. Yeah. Next episode, people send us, everyone send us deviled eggs and pickled eggs.
Different kinds of eggs. Ostrich eggs.
Ostrich eggs. Yeah.
Devil your ostrich eggs.
Rare eggs.
Deviled eggs I like. I just like the devil. I think that's the common denominator.
The last deviled egg.
A major innovation in pretzel technology was the invention of the pretzel rod.
Oh, yeah. That changed the game.
Yeah. It's revolutionized pretzels. So much simpler to make than its twisted kin. Anyone can produce it. This sets the scene for
work
the debut.
Work too hard. That's these Germans.
Work smart, not hard.
Yeah, work too hard. Just chill. Make it on the rod. Enough with the twisting.
People are just going to eat it anyway.
Yeah.
So the invention of the pretzel rod sets the scene for the debut of the Redding Pretzel Machine, a mechanical marvel that could twist 250 pretzels per minute.
Holy shit.
Yeah. This is the future of pretzel technology.
It was this and the smoking robot.
The the smoking robot.
They both debuted at the World's Fair. Yeah,
and it was right next to the giant fork and knife.
Yeah, visit the archive, guys. Check out our World's Fair episodes
for that joke.
We promise it's worth it. So this snack food, formerly largely confined to the mid-Atlantic states, suddenly spread out across the country in its hard, crunchy form, which could be stored for long stretches in tiny bags and tins. Mm. From there, snack foods proliferated and became a mainstay for all snack food makers. Hers, Lay's, Ritz.
Sold out.
They went big time. They went mainstream.
They went too commercial. I like the old school. I like their old stuff.
Their first album, yeah.
I like the hits.
Hers, Lay's, Ritz, Nabisco, and many more produce their own unique formula of hard pretzels even to this day. And America can't get enough of them, even if it kills them. In 2002, while watching a football game, President George Bush choked on a pretzel and briefly lost consciousness.
I forgot about that.
The offending pretzel was reportedly a handmade version from the Lancaster County pretzel factory.
They dusted for pretzels.
What is it, like one of the like Annie Ann style pretzels? Like, what do you
think? It was a tiny hard pretzel. Like, he was watching football.
It was a hard pretzel?
It's a hard pretzel, yeah. It was a tiny pretzel, and he was jamming them in his mouth, fucking watching football. I'm sure screaming at some running back or something, and next thing you know, he's choking.
Watching the Cowboys.
He passed out and hit his head on the coffee table. And he had a bruise on his head for like a month.
That's right. That's like up there with like.
I always think about when he threw up. What?
No, that's George Bush Senior. George Bush.
Oh,
Senior,
George Bush Junior. George Bush.
This is George Bush Junior. Yeah.
With the pretzel. And then,
that's up there with Jimmy Carter getting bit by that rabbit as like the stupidest presidential injuries.
The rabbit, right? Achilles brought that up.
Or when Taft got his hand stuck in that Pringles can.
In the Pringles can. Yeah, it's like that.
Taft, you idiot.
So, you know, I guess the lesson is, you know, these hard pretzels, make sure you chew them. They don't go down as soft as
the
soft pretzels.
The lesson is presidents are stupid.
I like how they trucked him in some Lancaster County authentic pretzels. Like, oh, here, President Bush. Here's the finest pretzels
in all
the land. The
finest pretzel, yeah. If you're going to have a pretzel, you know, give me one from Lancaster. I want.
What if they poisoned it, though? What if
it
goes
from,
deep?
Like from a Mennonite's hands. A true pretzel.
Not a street vendor pretzel. Not from his hands, that's for sure.
Damn dirty hands.
Not good enough for the president.
Yeah.
That leads us to National Pretzel Day, which began in 1983 when Congressman Robert S. Walker declared his favorite food was deserving of its own holiday.
I came up with this from 1983. I thought this was from, like, a couple years ago.
Now, they bring it up again every once in a while. And as a Lancaster native, it was only fitting that he be the one to introduce the holiday on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. So
the Lancastonians.
Big Lancaster really runs the country.
Right. Big Lancaster.
Just to give you an idea of what the rest of America thought about this new holiday, I found an excerpt from a Nebraska newspaper after the establishment of National Pretzel Day.
I just want to point out, Martin Luther King Day wasn't acknowledged till like the early 90s, but there was National Pretzel Day in 1983.
That is awful.
I know, because like, they even closed the banks for National Pretzel Day.
It's a bank holiday.
It's a bank holiday. We always had off for it in public school. And of course, it's a lot of trouble around here in South Philly because we can't mail people's orders out.
Yeah, we can't. I can't. Our hands are tied.
Hands are tied. Post office is closed. Yep.
So from the Nebraska newspaper, quote, "Observing anniversaries and annual events has become somewhat of a national fetish with the American people, who are called upon to take note of such earth-shaking events as Halloween, Elvis Presley's birthday, and now National Pretzel Day," end quote.
Those are my three favorite holidays. What the?
Yeah, yeah, what? Those are all great. All
right, Nebraska.
I like that Nebraska isn't on board with Halloween yet by 1963.
Used to be cool in Nebraska, not square like.
They're on the pop. If it was popcorn day, they'd be into it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not red beer day or Runza day.
You lived in Nebraska for 30 days or 45 days, Trove, right? Well, didn't that they summer, eat like butter on a stick?
They ate disgusting foods. They. It's the only place I've ever seen that people actually ate Rocky Mountain oysters, and they and they drink red beer, and it's just like tomato juice and beer, and they yeah, and they eat this thing called Runzas, and they're like.
Is that what you get from drinking like tomato juice and beer?
Yes, I don't know. It's just different. It's different. The Midwest is different.
And Rocky Mountain oysters are what?
They're testicles.
Of what though?
Like a cow, I guess, or no, a bull, I guess. Yeah, a cow.
Some sort of testicles.
Pig? I don't know. Nothing I was interested in eating.
They don't care as long as it's a testicle. They'll eat it.
Yeah. Think it's funny. I don't know. Not into it.
So Pretzel Day was redeclared by Congressman Joseph Pitts of Pennsylvania in the House of Representatives on Thursday, April 26, 2001. He was like, people forgot about the meaning of Pretzel Day. We need to get mm-hmm. people celebrating Pretzel Day again. And so
yeah.
A pretzel in everyone's hand.
This is what the government was doing leading up to 9/11. This is what they were paying attention to. April 26th, 2001.
You had as soon as I saw 2001, I was like, and Zito brings up 9/11. 5, 4, 3.
Take a shot, everybody. And then in 2003, then Governor Ed Rendell declared Pennsylvania Pretzel Day, which is coincidentally also April 26th.
Oh, I guess he would. Stinky Ed.
He was like, you're not going to take Pretzel Day away from us. It's actually Pennsylvania Pretzel Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about that?
Mm-hmm. Cue the polka.
So like we said, you know, this has all been an excuse. Pretzel Day and all has been an excuse.
When do we eat pretzels? I got all these pretzels in front of me. Can I eat them now?
Yeah, so we're going to do our pretzel taste testing. Our friends at Pennsylvania General Store sent us this basket of pretzel snacks from several different PA manufacturers. We'll try and name them all as we go through them. This is something.
This is already my favorite episode of the show ever.
We're finally doing it.
Anyone else has a business that makes a lot of food and they want to send us to eat it. And we would just eat it and talk about it.
And we'll find an excuse to talk about it.
We'll make something up.
And also, I'm not going to drink any water when I eat these pretzels. So it's.
You're not going to do any palate cleanser between the pretzels?
No, I'm just going to get drier and drier.
You need ginger.
What?
Ginger.
You need a little ginger. You guys didn't. Bierman's got his ginger. I picked up mine. Yeah.
I got water. I got a bucket to spit in.
Spit in. Yeah, absolutely.
Really? All right. I guess
you can't swallow it. You don't swallow it.
You know, haven't you ever been to a pretzel tasting before?
A pretzel flight.
No, it's my first time. It's my first time. So please.
Okay. Be gentle. All right. I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Well, welcome. So all these things we're going to be tasting are available on the Pennsylvania General Store website. They sell like a gift basket, so you can send to your friends and family on National Pretzel Day and enjoy the salty tradition.
You can celebrate from hundreds of miles away.
Yeah, even if you don't live in the Keystone
State. What else do they sell?
They also host a wide array of South Fellini products. So check them out the next time you're in the Reading Terminal.
What a coincidence that is.
Jury duty.
That's the best time to visit. So everything we're about to taste test today comes from PA General. You can buy all of this stuff. They have a National Pretzel Day gift basket that you can buy for your family to celebrate with everybody. And if you order with the promo code PTZDY, you can receive $5 off the Pretzelpalooza basket on April 26th. So this is coming out on the 25th. Make sure you place your orders for your pretzel goodies if you like what you hear.
If it sounds tasty, us eating it.
I guess we're going to start with the Hammond's Handmade Pretzel sourdough recipe since 1931. They call these
the old pretzel. Do you think it's stale?
I think it's going to be sour.
It's aged.
So you said stick my nose in the bag, sniff it. The aroma.
Yeah, the what are they?
The notes. The,
you gotta aerate it. You gotta let it breathe.
Yeah, you gotta let the bouquet.
Bouquet.
Kind of fill your nose.
Mm-hmm. I'm tasting sourdough.
A little bit of salt.
Salt.
Pinch of salt.
There's a very subtle structure.
This has the big, thick white salt, which I like. I like these. I could eat these all day.
Yeah, these are big, fat, hard Bavarian pretzels. These are really good. I'm in a green bag. Imitate it, but not duplicate it.
Nope. These are really good.
It says on the back of the bag here.
A complexity.
Each pretzel is hand-rolled and twisted instead of stamped out by a machine. The dough is treated gently, allowing the yeast to fully rise. Using this method gives the pretzels a distinctive texture and appealing flavor. I would agree.
You can really taste someone's hands.
It is
the hand of the artist, as we say.
These are good.
Yeah. Robust carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm. Robust.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on and try the...
You can play at home if you go get pretzels.
Let's try the Fallers original pretzel sticks.
All right, I'm not going to lie. I had some of these already.
you could say this is the lazy man's pretzel.
I what I like to do is grab like three or four of them and chomp on them all at once and work my way down.
These are a little more bitter, but not like in a bad way.
No. And certainly not as hard as the sourdough.
Yeah. A baby could eat these.
I would say it's velvety. It has a rich flavor. Sumptuous, even.
Sumptuous.
Mm-hmm. Fresh. Fresh. Fresh and fruity.
Redding's best pretzel since 1911. That's what it says on the back.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Earthy.
To this day, the Faller Bakery at 528 Moss Street uses a brick oven and slow kiln drying to make the best tasting, crispiest pretzels available today.
These are crispy.
Yeah.
The excellent rod texture. Is the easiest way to get a pretzel into your stomach.
It's not great for dip. Like if you're trying to dip something, the rod is merely about consumption.
You could dip it.
You can't get enough on here for a quality dip.
Oh, if you try hard enough to do it.
It's not a vessel for mustard. It's not.
If you make a raft of them, if you line them up side by side like logs, and then you could probably scoop with that.
Mm-hmm. Ideal for water ice, too.
Next up, we're going to try the Keystone Crunch. It's a pretzel mix. It looks like it's got some tiny chocolate-covered pretzels, some pretzel nubs.
Do I eat a bunch at once, or I eat more?
Me personally, I would do a handful. I mean, I think that's the way it's like a mix. You're supposed to try and get one of each thing in there.
I would say this is our harmonious flavoring of pretzel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. This is like a super group of pretzels.
A super group. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The damn Yankees of pretzels. Oh, it's got the peanut butter. The
pretzel butter. With peanut butter in it. Very hearty.
Whoever thought of that is a genius. Do you think the guy who came up with it, they were like, no, a pretzel? Peanut butter can't go inside a pretzel. You crazy person. They locked him away.
I mean, that recipe came from a hobo as well. That's what I read.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also, so there's the peanut butter. There's the little pretzel pouches that have the peanut butter in them. And then there's some chocolate-covered little baby Bavarians in here, too.
Yeah, those are really good. I noticed I might only had one of those, you know.
Oh, excuse me. Those are chocolate pretzels. They're not chocolate covered.
Yeah, they're not chocolate covered. They're actually chocolate pretzels. That's interesting. Nope.
What everybody doesn't know is that Zito broke down all of these little pretzel samplings and gave us each our own little plastic bags with different names of different pretzels on them.
Very cute.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like the harmonious mix, as Trove mentioned.
Very heady.
Yeah.
Very heady.
Leafy.
Leafy. Legs.
So next week we have a little bit of a...
We haven't said, but we have a wine tasting dictionary open on our phone.
Give it away? What the...
You're telling
I
them?
Like the I like the nose on this one.
Okay, next up we're going to move on. We're going to do... This one's a little bit a little unique. This is the Pretzel Pete. Smoked
I'm not gonna
bacon
lie.
And cheddar
I jumped
flavor.
Ahead and tried this one ahead of time.
This is the one you tried?
I was like, we were just waiting to start the podcast. I was like, I'm just going to...
Now, these are like broken down pretzels.
These are like pretzel crumbles. Yeah, pieces. Pretzel pieces.
Oh, wow. It tastes like bacon. Mm.
Yeah, this definitely... Yeah. It has the right smell.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting. I like it.
Off dry. Nouveau.
You can't just name them.
You were doing...
No.
Meaty. It is, and it is. What is it? It's meaty.
This is rustic. Really good.
It's got a rustic taste.
I would say it's malic.
Oh, you can taste the bacon and cheddar.
Wow flavor.
It's not a wow flavor.
A lot of flavor.
You can taste the wow. Mm-hmm.
This really does smell and taste like cheese and bacon. I know a lot of times you get like a flavor and you're like, that's not really.
Can they do pork roll pretzels? You think that's next?
Let's write Pretzel Pete a letter.
Pork roll pretzels.
Okay, and now we have the chocolate covered pretzels, which I believe are from PA General. They're made by PA General. Right. So this...
I got the white one. So this is vanilla?
Yeah.
And sprinkle one's excellent.
Oh, man.
Chocolate is a home run as well.
A vanilla one is really good.
Supple. Definitely supple.
Mm-hmm. I like the tannin in it.
I would say the structure is toasty.
Not volatile.
Anybody who's stuck with it this long is just like listening to us chew at this point.
That's the show, though. That's the show.
Everybody,
that's how it is from now on.
We said we were going to do it someday. We were going to do it. We were going to do a food episode. This is what a food episode sounds
listen,
like.
Listen, everybody. We finally tricked people into giving us free food. Okay, just roll with it, right. Please. This is our dream.
Not looking for any excuses to ruin the good times.
This is great. Now we're doing shots of mustard after this, right?
If somebody sends us some free mustard,
we'll drink it on the air.
We'll drink it. We'll do the hot ones, but with mustard.
Mm-hmm. Really, we gotta get a dumpling episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody from Sankey, if you're listening.
Sankey, if you're listening.
They don't care. We've mentioned them so many times. It's just sad at this point.
Sankey don't need any promotion. The lines are on the block.
I know.
If anyone would send us energy drinks, I'm a big fan of those. This is great. I'm going to eat these pretzels all night because the Sixers are playing tonight. Go Sixers, by the way.
Go Sixers.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up.
Hopefully they swept the Raptors by the time you're listening.
I'm telling you, there's that extra gentleman's game.
Oh, yeah, the gentleman's game. I don't like that. This is great. Pretzel Palooza. That's what it's called.
That's called National Pretzel Day.
No, but the
oh the yeah Pretzel Palooza is the PA General basket.
That's the only festival I would ever go to.
Yeah, thank you, PA Pretzel. PA General.
I'd be tripping balls, tripping balls at Pretzel Palooza.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. Thank you so much to PA General. Thanks, thanks for their support and for sharing their pretzel goodness with us. We hope we've excited you guys for National Pretzel Day. I hope you have a chance to celebrate with friends and family and gather around the giant pretzel.
Hold your loved ones.
Call your mom on National Pretzel Day.
Buy a stranger a pretzel. It's a holiday that unites people.
Dude, you'll make their day.
You guys have anything else you want to say about pretzels before we go?
If a stranger handed me a pretzel, I wouldn't eat it. That's a lie. These people from PA General just handed us pretzels.
Yeah,
we just ate them.
I didn't want to call you out on it, but...
Eat pretzels. Eat pretzels from strangers. What? Yeah. How bad could it be?
This is great.
Okay, so that's pretty much all there is to know about pretzel snacks and National Pretzel Day. Please check out our website, www.soutfellini.com. That's SOUTHFELLINI.com for cool Philly-inspired merch. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Follow along and join in the conversation. We want to hear from you. What's your favorite type of pretzel? Do you have a favorite? Do you like the super pretzels that you warm up in the microwave, or do you like your Auntie Anne's?
Those are all good.
Do you only eat pretzels in Chex Mix?
You know what's good? Real quick, the AMC Fashion District, they have the pretzel bites, and they give you Dijon mustard. Dude, it's delicious.
That's very classic.
I've been going to see shitty movies just so I could get those.
Just so you can get their Dijon.
You're a mustard enthusiast.
Yeah.
Look out for new episodes of the podcast every Monday. Stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask. Happy National Pretzel Day.
Eat pretzels.